Good morning and welcome to the Sam and Manu Show.
Good morning.
California Dreaming.
It's Friday.
Yes. And you know what? If I know our listeners probably when they hear this song, they go, where's the other half of this?
And I know.
Because we're hearing it like only one side of the stereo. And I don't know why. It's driving me crazy. And you see, we're hearing it okay here. But when it goes out on the air, something happens to the song. So I tried and replace it with another copy of the song, and we're getting the same thing. You
I
see,
know.
What happened like in the 70s and stuff when stereo just came out, they were really separating the sounds, you know. So
yeah.
You'd have, you know, like in California Dreaming, you have the one group singing this
yeah,
line
the backup,
and the other one.
Backup singers they, and the lead singers.
Yeah, right. And so they put them on separate channels, and one of them is not coming through. And it's really, really irritating. But so our apologies to you if the song doesn't sound great. And, you know, I mean, this is like the introduction to our show.
Hey, but you know what? Mm. The other night when we were playing it at
mm-hmm.
home.
Yeah.
A couple of people joined in and filled in the chorus.
Really?
Yeah. So they knew the words, which
great.
Really sounded awesome.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And so they sang along, and then I was the backup vocal.
Yeah.
It was great.
Nice. I love it. Yeah. This song is got such great harmonies, you know? I mean,
yeah.
And I don't know a person that doesn't like this song.
No,
you know,
no. We were all dancing
song.
Around, you know, the old hippie style.
I
yeah.
know. You know, my wife has it as a ringtone now, and people start dancing in the store when they hear it.
I
she
know.
She told me the other day this guy started dancing.
Da-da-da-da. But, I mean, it's a great, catchy song. I am
really
so
is.
Glad you chose that song.
Yeah, well, I chose it together, remember? Because we were doing our air checks.
Oh, yeah, we were.
And I brought it up, and then you said, wow, this is a perfect song. You
yes,
know?
That's right.
So we named the
I
show after that.
That,
and yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That. Yeah.
We did.
But it's, like, so appropriate. I mean, we are from California. People that are not here are probably dreaming of being here.
Yeah.
You know, so... Except not today. I mean, today is very overcast. We've got really weird weather today.
Well, we can't figure out whether it's hardcore pollution or it's a very low black cloud.
Yeah.
But look how amazing it looks, you know, from the window. We've got this uh-huh. really dark cloud,
mm-hmm.
dead set. It's light up top, but you can see the sun rays kind of coming through
yeah.
In the distance.
Like
it looks really...
I call it the God effect, you know?
That's
when,
the perfect description.
Yeah, I know, because in the movies, that's what they... you know, visualize God as, you know, so
oh.
when you think about it, yeah, the awe and the sun rays through the clouds.
Oh, gosh.
You know, so anyway, you look ravishing this morning. I got to tell you, Manu.
Did you hear that, people?
I already told you
oh my God.
Off the air, but I got to let everybody know. She's wearing a dress, a nice tight-fitting dress with several colors. No, Manu. She's trying to seduce me already in the morning.
I've got the cleavage going.
Yes,
in
you
the dress.
Do. You do.
With my favorite bra on.
With your black bra, yeah.
Yeah.
Your hair is all done nicely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she definitely looks like her headshot on the website.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not that hard to look like. You know, actually, that's something. It's not that hard for me to look like my headshots or any professional photos that I've taken.
Right.
You know, and that's just
uh-huh.
me.
Yeah.
Because I do my own hair and my own makeup
in
all my shoots.
Yeah.
Very, very rarely. Do I have my own makeup artist, you know, on film or something like that? I
yeah.
usually do my own.
I see.
And believe it or not, I mean, like even the commercial I did back in Australia,
uh-huh.
they hired this makeup artist for, you know, like $500 for the day,
uh-huh.
okay?
Yeah.
And it was horrible.
Yeah.
You know, the director's like, what the hell happened, man? You know, and I was like, well, yeah. you know, this is what she did.
Yeah.
So he fired her
really?
Right that day. And so for the next 2 days shooting the commercial, I did my own makeup and hair. And he says, that's what I'm looking for.
Nice,
see?
Yeah. No, you
I'm
do
very
a great
talented.
Job with it.
I'm
yeah.
very talented with
yeah.
hair and makeup.
Yeah. You see, I mean, I have to look at you like for 2 hours, so I'm starting to notice like all kinds of different things. And I'm realizing that, you know, like I'm taking it back in my mind, your makeup looks good. It looks like it's not too much, you know.
No.
And then you have this mark
oh,
that you burned your forehead yesterday.
Oh, my God. I'm
the
looking at that and
iron.
I was like, oh, shit.
I know. I
poor
know.
Thing. It doesn't hurt like, anymore.
No?
Yesterday it was hurting like an
MF. Was
AMF.
There like a blister?
You know, I was waiting for it.
Yeah.
I was waiting for it to be a blister, but obviously I didn't
yeah.
keep the iron there too long.
Yeah. So there's just kind of a discoloration and stuff.
Yeah, it's like, branded. I got branded.
So that's what you did yesterday. Now you did something to your finger as well yesterday. She's mutilating her body.
I cut my finger at work, and I mean, it took so long to stop it from bleeding.
Really? How did you cut it? With a can?
Oh, I was cutting some limes, and the lime that I was trying to cut, I remember that sucker. I threw that thing away. So I was like, because it had a thicker skin, it was like darker, so obviously it wasn't ripe enough.
Yeah.
And so I'm cutting away. I was like, what the hell is with this lime, man? Uh-huh. So I cut through it, and then I tried to cut it in wedges.
Uh-huh.
And then next I sliced, and I went, ooh. That was a good slice right there. I'm serious. Yeah, it went really deep.
Wow.
And then I was like, all day. I mean, all that afternoon, I was like putting tissue after tissue tissue. I tried to put a Band-Aid on. Nope, didn't stop the bleeding.
Didn't stop?
I mean, it was like, wow. Yeah. And I said, it was like, I must have had too many aspirins. But, of course, when I got home, I didn't think about the fact that I didn't have any Band-Aids or anything.
Yeah.
So after a shower, I didn't know what to do. So I just wrapped some toilet paper around and sticky tape. Got some sticky tape.
Well, that's a good makeshift solution.
Look at that.
Yeah, I know. And her birdie finger. But I don't know. Every time I see somebody like with a bandage over their finger, I'm thinking they probably stuck it somewhere where they shouldn't have, and somebody just sat down.
No, man. I got a good slice here.
That's not the case, huh?
Yeah. It hurt. It was hurting yesterday. Today's not so bad.
Yeah,
today's not so bad. But my goodness, like, I'm always doing something to myself, seriously.
Yeah. But you know what? I mean, so we started talking about the headshot and stuff, and I'm thinking, you know what? Everybody that sent me a headshot, they don't look anything in real life like they do in their headshots. You know, it's like most of the hosts here, you know, they sent me all these headshots. And of course, the ones that I, you know, that never made it to the station, you know, sending me all these things. And you go, wow, look at that, you know. And then, you know, I mean, there was one in particular that, you know, who I'm talking about. And I mean,
I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah. And, you know, in some posed pictures, she looked fucking awesome, you know, like a kitten or something.
Yeah.
And then you see her in real life without makeup, without doing her hair, and you go, this is not the same chick.
I know.
You know? So, but with you, it's like it totally represents, you know, like I took the pictures of you this morning that we'll put on the gallery. I'm sure all the men are already salivating. And and I think you came out exactly like you do in your headshots.
Yeah,
you know,
so I do. Cool. I'm pretty fortunate like that. I see too many, you know, when I go to auditions, right, I see too many girls that when I see them and I see their headshots,
right,
they look nothing like it.
Yeah.
Nothing like it. And it's why are you turning up? If you're going to get headshots, you need to know how to replicate that headshot.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
And exactly. A lot of them aren't cluing in because when they get headshots, they get this hair all done and they get this freaking makeup that just doesn't look like them.
Yeah. And you know where it really hurts this stuff is on dating sites, you know, when you go to match.com, women, or even men, you know, start putting up headshots and shit, and you go, wow, you know, and then you meet them, they're nothing like that. You know? You go, I'd never take another look at them on the street, you know.
Yeah,
it happened to me a couple times, and then I said, you know what, I don't trust professional pictures anymore. I want real pictures.
Well, you can trust my pictures.
Yeah, you can trust your pictures.
My goodness.
I know.
So what's happening? Did
I went last night. Mm-hmm. Last night, Gary Garver and his gang were here, and they turned the house upside down pretty much. I mean, they were like having a blast, and I guess after I left, they were having some beers and stuff because I could see her in the trash can. But, you know, more power to them, you know. They put together a great show. They had some call-ins and stuff, which was funny. And, yeah, you can listen to it on their site. On their page in our site, BBS Talk Radio, of course. And just to remind you of our call-in numbers for those joining us, the number is 818-602-4498. And if you're calling directly from Skype, you can do that by dialing bbs.talk.radio and then you'll come through on our line and you'll sound as though you're in the studio, which is amazing. So so that's the situation there. Now, last night, Manu, I took my wife to a comedy club.
Yes,
I was invited by Meryl Davis.
Yeah.
And because I had asked her, I said, you know, she's a stand-up comic, and I asked her, well, where do you appear next, you know?
Yeah.
So what they had in, down in Hollywood, they had a comic night with only female stand-up comics.
Oh, so who else was
there? They must have had some about 10, 12 women there. I don't remember any of the names. And we came in late, so we couldn't even sit down. You know, it was standing room only. It was a small place. Nevertheless, we walked in right as Meryl was doing her act. So we only missed maybe a minute or two of it. And she killed Manu. She is so fucking funny, you know. And everybody just loved her, you know. And she looked great, you know. They all the comedians wore black dresses and stuff, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so. So she was dressed up nice, and her hair was made up, and she killed. I mean, she was really funny, and I really hope that she can bring that humor to her show. You know, she's still trying to sort of find the right voice,
right?
You know, on the radio. But regardless, you know, I think she's very funny, and I'm glad to have her here. So that was that. Now, but the most memorable moment of the night, this one. Comedian went up, and unlike all the others, or most of the others that had great bodies in their dresses, this one was overweight. And her entire routine was based on her being fat and losing weight and stuff, you know.
Oh, no.
So, okay, Manu, so she's got this black dress that sort of like wraps around her, okay? And in fact, I don't think it was a skirt and a shirt, I think, that sort of matched, so it looked like a dress. But... So she talks about her being fat and all this and that she's okay with it. And then she pulls up her shirt all the way up to the bottom of her boobs, okay?
Right.
And she pulls out this stomach that just drips, that hangs from her and dangles.
Are you
serious? And she started making faces with that stomach, okay? With her navel being like the mouth and stuff. It was so funny, Manu. But I got to tell you, this was probably one of the grossest things I've ever seen. You know, it's just shapeless fat hanging from the front. And I've never seen anything like that before.
Oh, my God.
You know, and I think this is like remaining skin or flesh from...
From her losing
from
weight.
From her losing the weight.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously, I mean, she needs a tummy tuck. I mean, if anybody needs one, she needed one. But the balls to do that, you know?
I know, in front of public and...
Yeah,
just,
in front of people and to make fun of it. And she just stood there to let us look at it.
Yeah.
You know, it was a totally fucking mind fuck, you know?
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, nobody expected that. So, you know, she came up. She wasn't that funny. But when she broke into that, that was like, I mean, I'll never forget that sight. It's just hanging there.
So did you have nightmares last night?
No, I didn't. But but I probably will sometime.
Oh, my God.
So that was funny. And I don't remember Meryl's routine or anything, but. She was pretty funny.
Yeah.
She's funny. She's done this for a long time. But, you know, our Johnny Dam and TJ are very funny, too. Johnny plays some of his stand-up sometimes during his show, and I just roll on the floor. I mean, this guy is a major comedian here. He kills rooms, you know? I mean,
yeah.
you hear the people just crack up and laugh like crazy. And and TJ's another story altogether, man. That guy, you just look at him and you laugh because he's just a funny guy, you know. And he's got this laugh that he goes, and it makes me laugh every time he does that. I can't do it quite as well as he does.
I know, that kind of shocked me then.
No, I guess I'm not good with voices. I used to do great impressions when I was a kid, but... I haven't practiced in a long time.
I heard one of our servers do a really great voiceover last night.
Really?
Yeah.
Which
it was
one?
I don't know. It was just like this Mickey Mouse kind of voice, and I turned around and was like, "Wow, who did that?" You know? And
yeah.
And it was me. You know? I was like, "My God, that was pretty cool."
Yeah.
You know?
I know. I love impressions. You know, some people do impressions. You know that on Howard Stern they've got this guy. They have two guys. one that does David Letterman. They call him Evil Dave. Because what he does is that he calls people and he insults them. Or he starts getting to like anal sex and kid sex and stuff, and he freaks people out because they think it's David Letterman. He sounds just like him.
No way.
It's amazing. You would never, ever think it's someone else. So that's one. The other one is an Arnold Schwarzenegger impersonator. And that guy, I mean, again, Manu, I mean, you try to you know, because every voice has like a sound print, a voice print.
Right.
You know, and you can tell when someone is not the real one.
Right.
Here, you can't tell. You listen for it and you can't tell.
Wow. It's that amazing. Reminds me of a video that I had brought up on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And it was of a young boy. I want to say he was about 16 or 17 years old.
Yeah.
And he does the most amazing impression of President Bush. I mean, seriously. William had started playing it. And I was somewhere else, and it's like, what's Bush saying this time? You know, I mean, seriously, that's how effective it was,
yeah.
And or how real it was, and I couldn't believe it because the kid made. I mean, it was the most funniest shit ever on this. I'll have to find it so that we can play it. And then you'll see for yourself. Is it's like unbelievable how it works.
I know. I mean, the stuff they have on the internet. You know, I gotta constantly be on the look for shit like that. You know, because it's really funny.
Yeah, there's some really great stuff out there.
Yeah, remember that phone call we played yesterday from that radio station?
Oh, yeah. Woman?
I mean, I listened to it again last night and I just couldn't believe. I mean, that is amazing radio. You know, that's
Who's
what live
Cindy?
Radio.
Who's Cindy? What? Who's Cindy? Poor girl.
Yeah, if you missed that, you can go back to our archives and watch the show from yesterday or listen to the show from yesterday.
Yeah.
But we played this phone call that was just totally unexpected, you know.
No,
the way
totally
out.
It was.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've heard it done here too in L.A.
Yeah.
But
we're going to have to start doing that, Manu, you know. Just let me think of some good angles to take and we'll just start calling people and pranking them, you know.
I mean, you know what we could do is like call up some guys or something like that, you know, whoever, and just... You know, like, hi, can I speak to such and such? Hopefully a woman answers. And then I can pretend I'm a call girl. What do you reckon?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is Elliot Spitzer there?
Oh, Elliot Spitzer. David Letterman really let it rip yesterday.
Really? I'm
last
sure.
Last night on that. Unfortunately, I didn't see it, but I just glanced at it this morning, and of course it's a video, so I was like, God darn it, you know.
Yeah, but we can play it. I mean, we can play videos.
If you go to, let me see if I can find it. Oh, here we go.
Is that the David Letterman?
David Letterman. If you go to www.digg.com. And it's the third one down.
Okay, and so. Is this like playable audio?
Playable audio, yes.
Okay, cool. If I can just get this. Okay, so we're going to dig.com. It's a pretty cool site. You like it, huh?
I love it. Yeah. I love it. You find all sorts of things
on that
site. Same with Stumble Upon. You know, those people out there, you can get it on Firefox. It's available through the server of Firefox.
Uh-huh.
And you download it onto your computer. And, I mean, seriously, it's the most amazing thing that I've ever come across
really?
As well.
Yeah.
I love it.
You told me about it. I'm going to have to check it out.
Yeah.
You know? So, okay, so we got Letterman's top 10 Elliot Spitzer excuses.
Top 10 Elliot Spitzer excuses. Boy.
Okay, hold on. These are the top 10 Elliot Spitzer excuses. Let's listen. David Letterman.
The category top 10 Elliot Spitzer excuses. Boy, I mean, here's a guy, Mr. No Nonsense, Attorney General. I'll arrest him, beat him up, and arrest him again. That was the campaign he ran on. That was his platform. Show me a crook, I'll beat him up and arrest him, and beat him up again. I hate illegal things. That was also his campaign.
I hate illegal things. Yeah.
And now he's partying up with whores.
Partying up with whores.
Yeah. But she's a good looking one.
Yeah, she is.
Hell yeah.
Well, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. The governor, you'd expect that going on somebody else's state, but not here in the great state of New York. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that goes on in New Jersey.
Well, that's what I was thinking. They had their... across the river.
Yeah.
New Jersey is always a butter joke.
I know. And you know what? She was all the talk yesterday at work and through the security. We all said the same thing.
Yeah.
She's made it.
Yeah.
She's big. She doesn't have to be a whore anymore.
She's fucking huge. Are you kidding me, man? She's going to make so much fucking money.
She's going to be in film. She's going to be on the covers of magazines.
Yeah. You know what I'm surprised is Monica Lewinsky never came out with a book.
No.
You know, you would have expected her to.
Hey, I thought she was supposed to. I thought she did.
Yeah, I don't know.
They probably
prohibited her from doing that or something.
But I don't think this young lady is going to be coming out with a book.
Eventually she will.
She will. Yeah. But, I mean, like, her look and everything about her, she will be in films. She will be on the cover of magazines. She will be in on, you know, like, big... Yeah. Big town.
She's
interviews.
A huge celebrity.
She's
right?
gonna be. Yeah. She's already big.
Yeah, everybody preoccupied with beautiful women, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Even women.
I know.
Elliot Spitzer excuses. Here we go, number 10. Oh, come on, like you were never involved in a prostitution ring. Number 9, Booker is his fun. Number 8, just trying to help the economy. Number 7, have you ever been to Albany? Number 6, it's part of my new MTV prank show, Spitzed.
Spitzed.
Number 5, haven't been myself since Roy Schneider died.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. And by the way, it's not, Schneider.
Schneider.
All right, stop screaming at me. Number 4, tainted beef. Number 3, whether it's a hooker or your wife, you're always paying for it. You married fellas know what I'm talking about. Number 2, wanted to be known as the Charlie Sheen of politics. And the number 1, Elliot Spitzer excuse, I thought Bill Clinton legalized this years ago.
Oh, I like that
good.
One.
That was good. There's also a Letterman Top 10 George Bush. Should
Ooh,
we hear that
yeah.
one? Okay, let's check it out. Okay, George Bush.
I have been asked by Steve Scully to perform a simple task.
What is this?
But it does have a little bit of history. You see, for years, the correspondence...
Oh, that's not a...
Oh, I don't know.
That's not it. Forget it. They put the wrong video there.
Oh, yeah. Damn. I was looking forward to that one.
Yeah. Oh, well. I know. Me too. Me too.
Yeah.
David Letterman makes fun of Bush in front of Bush.
Ooh, really?
Yeah. Hold on. Hold on.
Gentlemen, here's tonight's top 10 list. Let's go.
Okay, there we go.
I love Letterman's top 10.
Yeah, he's good with that. Come on.
Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I'm happy to be included in the proceedings here this evening. I'm sorry I can't be there with you, but as you probably know, Saturday night for me, yoga.
Yeah, you know what? We can't play the whole show.
No.
I mean, he's not even getting close to talk about the George Bush thing.
No. Was it Letterman talking then? Or
yes.
Was it? Oh, okay.
No, it was Letterman. Yeah,
all right.
It's just his show, but it looks like he just opened the show.
Yeah.
I can't imagine how...
That's probably right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So the weekend's coming up. And do you have any big plans?
Well, you've heard me talk about my neighbor, Chris Cash.
Yeah, Chris Cash.
Okay. Well, of course, you know, because of his situation and everything that's going on, he is moving back to Chicago with his, you know, with his mother. His mother is here right now helping him out and so on.
Yeah.
And I think at the end of the next month, he's going back. So he's having not a farewell party, but a... oh, God, like a mourner's party.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
A wake.
Yeah.
So, he's been going to this little tiny bar called The Drawing Room. It's on Hillhurst in Los Feliz.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the most dingiest little place.
Yeah, like
ever
a dive.
Oh, yeah. No worse than a dive, okay?
Really?
And, I mean, that's been his home away from home.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the kind of guy we're talking about, okay?
Yeah.
Well, he's having his wake there tomorrow night. So I'm going to go ahead, go along, and mourn over his leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to miss him?
Yeah.
Do you see him often there in the complex, in the apartment?
Yeah, he turns up at my door drunk, you know, with a six-pack and a bottle of Jack and his diet ginger ale. You know what I mean? I mean, he's so funny. This guy is really unique and so funny and in such a precious way, too.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not too many living human beings like him.
Where do you find all these characters?
I don't know.
But you're just so friendly. That's why you get to meet everybody.
But you know what? The amazing thing is, I mean, I've gone up to his apartment and, you know, for food, he goes like, come on up. I'll cook something for you. And like, okay, I'll come up. Be here at 7 o'clock. Sure enough, man, I'm up there at 7 o'clock. If I'm like 5-10 minutes late, like, where were you? My food's getting cold, you know? I mean, he's like right on the spot.
Yeah.
But he's the most amazing cook. Mm-hmm. Like, unbelievable. I mean, he's a bachelor. He cooks every night for himself.
Yeah.
But he doesn't like to cook just for himself. Mm-hmm. He likes to cook for other people as well.
Yeah.
So, cool. The best I've tasted is the jambalaya and his cornbread.
Yeah.
Holy, oh my God.
You know, I never had a jambalaya, but they look really good.
Yeah.
That's like what? Like a New Orleans type of food
it's
or
like
something,
right?
It's
like a New Orleans spicy, like a whole bunch of stuff
things, right?
in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like probably calorie galore, but.
But it sounds good. You know?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to have some. I want to try it and see what it's like.
Shoot, I'd have to get Chris Cash to cook some jambalaya before he goes.
Yeah, there you go. Bring in some.
Yeah, you know? I will. Yeah. I will do that.
Yeah. But, you know, we'll have to save it for lunch, though. You know what I don't understand is sometimes I come in here in the morning and people are warming up their food in the microwave, and it's lunch food, you know? I mean, or dinner food. It's not breakfast. So to smell that kind of food in the morning is just not, you know, I'm not used to that. Give me eggs and bacon, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Or toast or bagel, God, you know? Those smells
are good.
You know
what I could do with some eggs and bacon right now?
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll go down to the McDonald's after the show.
Yeah, you know, I don't have... Oh, no, not McDonald's.
No, not McDonald's. Oh, okay, sorry. There's a lot of different places here.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I love eggs in the morning.
Me
know,
too.
And bacon or sausage and stuff.
Me too.
You know, on the weekends we usually go out.
You know what I had yesterday at my work? The what? Waffle. Yeah. Actually, I'll continue and then I'll go on to something else. See, look, my mind's all over the place too.
Yeah.
Yesterday I had... we have an area on our menu called the sides.
Mm-hmm.
And in the sides, nothing is over $5, right? Mm. And you can go ahead and you can like order like a side of chicken, like grilled chicken breast.
Right.
And this beautiful piece of chicken breast comes up just by itself, right?
What?
Just by itself, you know, for $5.
Right.
But there's all...
Oh, it comes by itself. Okay.
Yeah, just by itself.
I thought it walks to the table.
No. Okay.
Comes by itself.
All right. Okay. So if you do like mix and match, you know, from the sides, you get yourself a meal for no more than $10.
Yeah.
You know, because
awesome.
It's $5 and $4 or $3 and $2.
Right.
I mean, we got $3, $2 here.
Yeah, and you get a whole
so
variety
on.
Of different things. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
So one time I did get the grilled chicken and then they have greens, which I kind of like. I love Southern greens.
Yeah.
And so you have that, and it was like $6.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
it was like
nice.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, because I got a discount. Okay, sorry. Yeah. But yesterday I had pancakes and two eggs.
Wow.
And the two eggs cost me $2, and the pancakes cost me $3.
Wow.
What does that make it?
Yeah.
But $5.
But that's like your price.
Almost $6. No.
No?
I did it on an employee meal.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah, an employee meal.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
But regardless of the fact that it was $6.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well,
a little over $5.
Don't you think employees shouldn't pay anything? I mean, how much does it cost him to fucking make eggs and bacon or eggs and whatever?
Oh, you know what? The thing is, like, the employees, they're allowed one dish a day if they're working.
Okay. Right.
We can order anything we want off that menu.
Uh-huh.
Anything we want.
Nice.
So I've ordered the steak salad, which is like, I think it's like $11.
Uh-huh. Oh, well,
you know,
that's pretty cheap, you know, for those things.
It is, and it's a good steak, too.
Yeah, do they have good food there?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to come there with
you
my wife.
You have to. You have to. I mean, it's great.
Yeah,
it's
but you're not working tonight, right? We usually go out Friday nights.
No, I'm not working tonight.
Maybe tomorrow night. Oh, but you don't work weekends either.
I don't work weekends.
Yeah, so you only work 4 days a week.
No, 5 days 1 week and 4 days the next week.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, because I told him.
So you get every other Friday off.
I get every other Friday
off. Yeah, and it's nice to have a weekday off, you know? I mean, you don't always only want to get the weekends, you know, because you always have, like, errands and shit you have to run, you know, and that you can't
do. I know,
do
I need at least a Friday to, because I'm here in the morning, and then I'm going to work.
Right.
By the time I finish everything, I can't do anything.
Yeah.
I can't go to the bank. I can't do
this.
I
mean, yeah.
You know what I mean? Stuff like that. So our request is like, is it okay if I have every other Friday off?
That's nice.
They said, yeah, sure. Yeah. Because I'm there. I'm there until like 8:30, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Makes it for a long day.
Yeah, it does.
Very long day.
Yeah. So are people starting to find out about it and stuff? I mean, it's new.
Yeah, it's very new. Yeah. We've, barely been open for 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's going to take a while to build up
clientele. We got our first write-up in the LA Times yesterday.
Nice.
And
what did they say?
It came out very well.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Came out very nicely.
Tell me something. The guy that opened the restaurant, has he had restaurants before?
Yes, apparently so, in New York.
Oh, okay. So he knows what he's doing.
So he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
But what what they're having to figure out is, who can, you know, promote the restaurant the best? I mean, I'm talking about service and so on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's been a couple of bullshit incidences that, my God, if I was the manager down on the floor, that person would have been fired.
Really?
Without a doubt. You know what I'm saying? I was like, no, that's bullshit. You know? Because we have our liquids on the gun, which is not really the best thing, you know, but unfortunately contractors will do something and is like, oh, what happened here? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And obviously someone had asked for a glass of water and the waitress had poured the glass of water and it came out slightly pink. Now, obviously, there was a little, they had used a cranberry just prior to that.
I see.
So when they pressed the water, it came out slightly pink.
Yeah, I see. Because you use the same hose for more than one drink.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's not really appropriate down in the restaurant, you know?
It's pretty much like a penis, you know? You have two different functions coming out of the same
hole. All sorts of functions.
Yeah.
Exactly, exactly. So, I mean, it's great up in the bar, but they're changing that. We've got Coca-Cola on the ball on that one, and they're going to change it out to the regular fountains and so on.
Right.
But she takes it over to the table, and the the customer says, "Well, it's pink. Why is it pink?" And she goes, "I don't know. It just came out that way."
Really?
And it's like,
that's what she told him?
Yeah. And it's like, who in your freaking right mind is going to say that? Are you serious, girl? It's like, you should have looked at that and went, oh, looks like cranberry. Maybe I should re-pour this instead of taking it out to the table.
Yeah.
Now, if I was the manager downstairs, I would have like, sorry, darling, you do not do that. Get the hell out.
Some people,
like that.
Some people should not work with crowds, with people.
No. And
some people are not appropriate.
And the thing is if they're all busy and frazzle and dazzle, they don't stop and think.
Yeah.
So I think this is just going to be, from now on, it's just going to be fine tuning and really setting things straight and setting standards high and so on, because the food is really awesome.
Yeah.
The concept of the waffle is really freaking awesome. Mm. The menu is amazing.
Yeah.
And you just need to, okay, now we need to fine tune it.
And
get
service.
On out there.
Yeah, and the service, and she totally is fucking it up for you.
Yeah, she totally is like.
So she's still there?
Still there.
Really?
Yeah.
You should complain about her.
No, well, I mean, it was already brought up in our meeting.
Oh, really?
That we had.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, so, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, I got Tiger a job there.
You did?
So, yes, I did.
Oh, nice.
So she starts next week. Mm-hmm. Working behind the counter.
Because that's your roommate?
Yes.
Tiger, right?
And I also got another girlfriend of mine, Naomi, and she's a Hawaiian girl. She's very sexy.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, are you going to bring her in sometime?
Oh, just as
As a guest.
As a company, why
as
not?
As a guest, of course.
And
I didn't ask for a mistress.
So I got her a job there as well, and she worked with me. I got her hired on when I was working at the Roosevelt Hotel. Uh-huh. And she's been there for a while. She stuck it out at the Roosevelt, God forbid. And she's working there as well. So she's hot. Tiger's hot.
Yeah.
I'm hot.
You're hot.
Actually, there's a couple of that really place, hot girls there.
Really?
Yeah.
So that place is fucking sizzling.
That place is sizzling, man, with looks. I'm telling you, there's nice. Hollywood for you.
Yes, there you go.
There's Hollywood
People
for you.
People know the power of a beautiful woman.
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple of chicks there that need to lose weight drastically.
Yeah. There's Oops. Always one
Sorry.
Or two.
Oh, God.
What?
Well, I could have really just smacked myself against the head then.
Yeah, if they listen, yeah.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, sir, the people are fantastic.
Yeah,
really. The people are fantastic there. I love the owners, Gavin and John. Peggy, my immediate boss.
Right.
I tell you what, that woman is like you. She has the same energy, the same devotion, mm-hmm. the same tenaciousness to make sure that this restaurant gets up and running superbly.
Nice.
And she is there from get-go, from like weird hours of the morning until close.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, the energy, is. I don't know how she does it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last night she said, come on, Manu, you need to go home. You look exhausted.
Yeah.
And I'm going like, I look exhausted? Like, you should be the one that should be going home.
Yeah.
Because you've been here since God knows what hours.
Yeah. Yeah, last night, I mean, I was really tired. And my wife said, let's just stay home and relax. And
yeah.
I said, no, I've got to go and see this comedy. Because I love stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
It's really funny. And I've been to a few good clubs here. And I really wanted to go. I figured it's a great opportunity since Meryl's going to be there. And so, yes, I mean, I was really tired. But I was still in the back of my mind. I was not ready to go to sleep yet.
Yeah.
You know, there's just too much happening.
So what time did you go to bed then?
Oh, Manu, don't even ask me. I went to sleep at 1 o'clock and I got up at 5.
Ew.
It was so hard to get up this morning. 4 hours, for crying out loud. That's not enough for anyone.
No.
You know?
No, I'm glad you say that.
But I don't look that tired. I don't look out of it, right?
No, you don't.
Okay, good.
No, you don't.
It only starts later on in the day, you know. Start walking around like a drunk.
Oh, I've been there before.
Yeah.
So tired that you're just stumbling and you're fumbling. And
you are.
You can't speak right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think we should take like a Friday, Saturday out of town somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of doing that maybe next week or something.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of cool places to go that are not too far.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
You know what place that I found was absolutely beautiful to visit and just spend for the day?
Yeah.
Was Laguna Niguel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it's pretty,
and it's like 51 miles south on the I-5.
You see, it's right not too far from San Clemente, which is our favorite place. I don't
know
if you've ever been.
No, I haven't been to San Clemente.
San Clemente is a small town, and the main attraction there is the beach, you know. So there's a very small piece of beach there, and there's a street that's going right along.
Oh, really?
And there's like a few motels and
there's little cafes and so on.
Yes,
there
and pizzas.
Oh, I gotta go.
It's really, really nice.
I love,
you know,
things like that.
Yeah, and you know, you can see the ocean from your room and stuff, and there's a pier and good restaurants on the pier. So you're sitting there right on the water.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
It's really nice. It's a great place, very classy, nice people, and you should definitely check it out if you're ever in Southern California. San Clemente.
Wow.
You know, it's between here and San Diego somewhere. So we stay there a couple times, and it's nice. Like for a weekend, it's amazing.
Wow, that
sounds
great.
So we need a weekend. I wouldn't mind taking a trip, but right now I can't afford to. I can't leave the station, you know.
Yeah.
So I figure, you know, if we can do like a Friday night, Saturday, you know, I could get it done. Until we get Saturday all filled up and everything.
Yeah.
Which is going to be very stressful for me. I don't know what I'm going to do because Saturday, I mean, I see my kids twice during the week and then on the weekend as well. So Saturday is my day with the kids, at least with my son. You know, now my wife is like, my daughter is, my daughter is like, with her friends all the time. You know, she's 17. Yeah. She's not interested that much. But it's a day that I really have time to spend with my son. And now when we start getting shows and fill up the schedule, it's not going to be the same.
Yeah.
But the nice thing about the station that I don't have to be here all the time. You know, I mean, I do a lot of work from home.
Right.
So I may not have to, you know, so once you launch a show and stuff, people can just come in and do it on their own, you know. So,
cool.
Yeah, some catch on faster than others, but for the most part, it's working, you know.
Yeah. What about Garver?
Hold on.
Garver?
Gary Garver, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure he can run the whole thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, he was having a blast with it, yeah.
I bet.
And he loved the music we have here. He was getting down with all kinds of songs.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Here's what Greg is being very coy lately. He's not calling in anymore, but he does send us chat messages.
Oh.
So look
what does
he
say this time?
Manu is ruthless about how other people look, LOL.
Ah.
Well, she can afford to, Greg, okay?
What about Sam's the one that says she's hot, she's that, and then you know, I mean, like.
No, yeah. I think he means because you're beautiful, and then you talk down about other people or something.
No,
but
wait.
I mean, you don't talk down to people at all.
Actually, I was just saying how gorgeous our waiters are, waitresses, and that our staff is at the restaurant.
Yeah, Greg, shut up. If you want to discuss this call, okay? We're not taking one way. Statements here.
Believe me, I appreciate beautiful women.
Yeah.
I do.
Who doesn't? You know, I mean, a beautiful woman does something to everybody. I mean, look at this whole sex scandal now, you know? I mean, if she was like a fucking cow or a pig, nobody would pay attention to this, you know? But this prostitute turned out to be very beautiful. So.
Like, what's his name? Hugh Grant?
Yeah.
Oh, my
With
God.
With his hooker. Yeah, but she was no looker at all.
I mean, you would swear she was on the verge of a transvestite.
Yeah, she was definitely, she definitely looked and sounded and walked like a hooker.
Oh, God, and that was funny. Just for a head job?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. You know, that's ridiculous.
I know.
He had that hot wife. What was her name?
I'm telling you.
I can't remember what. Oh, Hurley?
Yeah,
Elizabeth Hurley?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, the British girl, yeah.
The British.
They're both not together anymore, right?
Oh, no, good question.
They're divorced.
No, I don't
think
so.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Wow. But David Bowie is another one that sleeps around.
Yeah. A lot of people sleep around.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and then you have George Michael who does it by himself in a fucking public restroom. He doesn't even need a partner.
No. Just got caught whacking off.
I'm telling you, man, they get caught with their pants down, literally.
If you're a celebrity, you know at some point you got the paparazzi around on your ass.
Yes.
So you can't do anything in private.
No. You're in a glass house when you're in the public eye.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So if you ever plan on becoming famous, then...
See, I would have to start locking my door if I was a celebrity. Mm-hmm. Because anyone could just come into my home and start taking pictures and videos, and so I was like, this is where she lives. You know, wow, look at this. Holy shit, she's got a lot of cats.
You do have a lot of cats, but the four is a lot of fucking cats.
Yeah, yeah, plus the neighbors.
I think you're just missing living on a farm, you know, so you surround yourself with animals.
That's probably
next
true.
Thing you'll have is a llama or a kangaroo or something.
I'll be the next Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Oh, but I love animals. I love just, you know, nature. Nature. I can look at a piece of grass and go like, oh, isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I even pick up the snails that are, you know, on the ground. And if I see that they're in an area that they're going to get squashed,
mm-hmm.
I pick up those poor things like, dude, you're going to get yourself squashed if you stay here. So I pick them up and put them in the ivy or something like that.
The Mother Teresa of bugs.
Oh, yeah.
You're funny, buddy.
That's just too true.
Yeah.
That's just too true. Yeah.
Okay. You ready for a break?
I am.
Okay, let's take one. I'm going to play kind of a sultry song for you.
Okay. What is this?
This is called Piano in the Dark by Brenda Russell.
It's
really
heard
cool.
Of it.
Yeah. This is a song to fuck to, you know?
The music. Let's get back to California Dreamin'. California Dreamin'. with your hosts, Sam and Manu, only on BBS Talk Radio.
And that's us.
Sorry, Greg thought that the last song, not Supertramp, but the one before that was really, really gay.
Piano in the Dark. Yeah, and then he writes that Sam likes homos, right? So, I mean, yeah, Greg is preoccupied with homos way too much. It's that homophobia thing. You know?
Is that what it is? My goodness.
Yes.
Hey, well, I discovered, you remember I was telling you about a good George Bush impersonation?
Yeah.
Well, I found it. I found the kid.
Did you?
Yeah, I found the kid. So it's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube. Okay.
Yeah, go to videos, YouTube.
Okay. Oh, you're already in YouTube. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Do I
really
have to search for something?
Yeah. Type in just George Bush impersonations.
Okay. Impersonations. Okay. This listeners, but we should have done this before.
No, this is good because it's giving you step by step, right? So while everyone's like, "Oh, let's go to the George Bush impersonations."
Yeah. So which one do you like there?
All right. So you need to come down 1, 2, 3, 4.
What's it
five,
say? What does it say?
Number 6.
Uh-huh.
It says kids Bush impersonation. Kid deserves an Oscar.
No, why don't I have that one here?
You go down a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, the kid, yes.
Yeah, the kid.
Oh, the kid is doing Bush.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. This is the funny one.
Let's check it out and see.
Now a special address from the President of the United States on global warming.
On global warming.
This is a 15-year-old kid.
Yeah, he's like 15, 16.
Your president, your commander-in-chief of the
world. Oh, no, that's not it.
No, I'm serious.
He's lip-syncing, Manu.
Oh, no.
This kid, you can tell.
Okay, but you got to listen to it because it's obviously
it's funny
comedy.
Anyway?
Okay. Yeah, it's comedy.
Here at my ranch here in Crawford, Texas, just taking a little R&R, you know,
yeah, actually, you're right.
Out my soul patch.
It's an impersonation.
Playing a little frisbee golf with Condi Rice and Dick Cheney. Having a good time, but still keeping my eye on the ball. And there's an issue that has come to my attention. The issue of the so-called global warmings that are happening on our planet. For centuries, the rays of the sun have warmed the surface of our Earth's crust.
He's such an idiot.
And apparently those rays are intensifying in such a way that it's increasing lava flows. And
cut.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Global warming is an issue that my administration is very concerned about, deeply. Deeply in a deep kind of concerned way.
That's how he thought.
Yeah, exactly.
I start my day and I think about the warming of the globe. How we can get it warmer. Rest assured that the issue of global warming is something that my administration takes very seriously. Not right now, Condi. We'll play later. I'm sure by now
you had somebody
you all
throw
heard
a ball at him.
Liberal scientists are trying to say it seems that that liberals and godless tax raisers are trying to make me look bad by using such things as facts and scientific data. What?
Mr. President, you can't say they're using facts.
Right.
Facts are real. They're not disputed.
How do you know that?
What kind of book is this?
Jeez. Why didn't you tell me it was a pop-up book? Those things scare the crap out of me.
You opened the pop-up book.
What kind of science book would you suggest?
There's a lot of books.
One filled with facts, maybe?
Yes.
Yeah. I bet you'd like that. When you think back to biblical times, when Adam and Eve talked to that snake 6,000 years ago.
Oh, my
when
God.
When the world was created, it was back then, too. Why do you think Adam and Eve were naked? See what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not making this stuff up. You know, you didn't hear Adam and Eve running around talking about emission standards or cars. In fact, Adam and Eve drove an excursion.
This guy's funny.
Let's talk about something that really matters, like keeping steroids out of T-ball. I think the polar ice caps suck. Who cares about having a place where a bunch of penguins can have an orgy? Global warming, don't worry about it. We got a beat on this thing. We're going to, you know, we just need to get nature to cooperate with us. We don't need to listen to nature. Nature needs to listen to us.
Cut. Mr. President, you asked me to tell you when the Rangers game's on. It's on right now.
What inning is it? Better not be past third inning.
This kid is good. I mean, this looks like a 16-year-old kid.
Yeah, yeah. Know? It looks like a 16-year. I mean, like to
maybe
look
he's
at
a little
him.
Older, but I mean, he's got the voice almost down.
Yeah, almost.
Yeah, but the content was really funny. I mean,
it was.
He really, you know, capitalized on how stupid Bush is. You know,
it is.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. And even his facial expressions were so George Bush-like, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God!
With that pop-up book, he opens the book, pops up, so he falls off his chair.
I know, I know.
Our call-in number 818-602-4498, and I'm tired of people complaining that they can't find the number. It's right on the front page. You can't miss it.
You can't. Let me check it out. It.
Okay, it's right there. But, okay, so we're getting ready for the weekend. I would like to do some barbecue, Manu, but the company picnic, we're going to have to wait a little bit until, you know, give people enough notice and stuff.
Right.
You know,
right.
So we need to settle a date here and go with it. So.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, you see? The number's right there near the speaker icon, so you can find it.
818-602-4498.
That's right. And if you want to listen to any of the past shows, just go to the page of the host you like, and all the past shows are there. We try to post them as soon after the shows come on.
Yeah.
But, of course, it all depends on how much time I have, because since nobody else is going to do it.
Oh, Sam, I wish I was computer savvy
so
I could help you out on this, but, you know.
No, but it's not that. It's just that, you know, I mean, my wife is feeling that I'm absent, and she's right. You know, I mean, I'm not emotionally, yes, I'm there, but let's say mentally, socially, I'm not exactly available these days. And so I'm feeling bad about that, you know, and I think I brought it up before, but it's like, what do? You know, so you kind of like figure, okay, let's sacrifice a little bit for the future, you know, and then we'll make up for it and stuff.
Yeah.
And plus,
well,
you know. I remembered after I listened to the show from yesterday that I'm going to rub her feet tonight, you know.
Ah.
I'm going to take your advice and do that. Let's see if it works.
Oh, yeah. Get some lotion.
Do I need some lotion?
Yeah. You need some lotion.
But then it's not so spontaneous, you know. Well, I can try dry. I mean, I can start dry, and then we'll get the lotion. I don't
know. She doesn't self-lubricate?
Yeah. Not on her feet, but she's not a squirter, if that's what you mean.
Oh, my God.
Do you believe that some women squirt, or do you think it's all bullshit?
Oh, no. It's true.
You think it is?
Yeah.
Wow. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you'd think something like that would be gross, you know, but it's kind of like a turn-on, you know, to hear a woman ejaculate.
Yeah, because your eyes would be like wide open going like, wow, check that out.
I mean, it just sort of implies that she's really into the sex, you know? I mean, she'll ejaculate if she has to.
I know, isn't it amazing?
But I'm wondering what the stuff is that comes out. I mean, what is it? We don't have a name for it.
You know what? I remember hearing about this with sex with Susie, you know, that Canadian woman, that old lady that I told you about
once.
Yes,
okay.
And she, I don't know, she said it's like fluid from, God, what did she say? Oh, you know what? I can't remember. But it's not like sperm, of course. I think it's just like our... I don't know.
I mean, obviously not, fluids, but what can it be?
Fluid.
You know?
I know,
I mean, where does all that fluid come from?
Yeah,
you know.
I know.
I mean, if it came from the bladder, it's urine. If it comes from somewhere else,
but check this out. Apparently, a woman who is able to do that, they release at up to a cup, half a cup to a cup,
really,
of that fluid.
Yeah,
and it comes from the G spot. Orgasm.
Yes, that's what they claim, right?
Yeah, the G-spot. And I'm still yet to find that goddamn G-spot.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't exist for half of the people, I think.
I'm sure it doesn't.
Yeah,
I mean,
you try to go everywhere, and it's just... I just think some people are... You know, they get aroused by just about anything, you know. So I don't know if there's really a spot. I mean, it could very well be that you just rub a woman in a certain area, you know, inside the vagina, and it just feels good, you know.
Yeah.
But whether there's an actual spot that reacts every time.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't know. I'm very curious, too. I've, you know, tried to experiment. Like, where the fuck is it? I want the G-spot.
I know. You know, it's funny, but one of the comedians last night was joking about the female mutilation, and she goes, how the fuck are they finding the clit? You know, they can't do it when we have sex, you know?
Well, that's true.
That's funny.
True.
I remember when I was really young, when I was just discovering sex and stuff, I used to think the clit is inside the vagina, you know?
Right.
And when you think about it, we were talking about it the other day, it probably would make more sense if it was, you know?
Yeah.
Because then you wouldn't need any manual stimulation and stuff.
No.
So, yeah, so, and I remember, I mean, the first time that I discovered the clit was... you know, when, like at about, I think, 16 or so, after I had sex for a couple times, let's say.
Yeah.
But then it kind of feel like, I mean, when I was with this girl, I mean, and she was a girl, we were 16 years old or something. And when I touched it, she jumped. So I thought, gee, I don't know what this spot is, but I shouldn't be touching it, you know?
Right.
So I guess she was, like, extremely sensitive. Some women, you can't give them direct contact. You know, it's just too sensitive.
Wow.
So, yeah, so... there are obviously techniques to take care of that as well. But, yeah, so I sort of like stayed away from that spot for a while when I was with other girls until I discovered, yeah, I mean,
I remember, I've had a few bad experiences on, you know, on the clitoris.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I had one guy, obviously, not a very, seasoned, you know, partner.
Uh-huh.
And, he went down, like, the first time that he went down, I tell you what, for the next 2 days, I couldn't even walk.
Really?
Because I swear he thought it was a goddamn penis.
Really?
And it's like,
and he was sucking in the shit. Yeah.
And I'd be like, what? What is this all about? You know? And I had to stop, but before, you know, because it is such a sensitive area.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like instantaneously. I mean, it just destroyed the whole sex.
Yeah, I can imagine.
You know, after that.
Yeah. I mean, you got to treat it with care, you know.
Well,
also, the entire vagina. I mean, some from what I understand, some men just ram it in, you know.
Oh,
and
that
would be like
the
stupidest thing, you know. I mean, you got to take your time to slide it in, you know.
Yeah, you know, that's true. But you know, you see these sex films, and I mean, you know, like in film,
yes.
You know, like sex scenes in film.
Right.
Same with the L word, you know.
Yeah.
I've seen some scenes. And they just kind of like ram it in like it's meant to happen immediately and so on.
I know. I don't believe many people do that, you know.
I mean, it's just near on impossible.
Yeah. I mean, I do believe some women just want to be treated like a whore in bed, you know. So maybe she just wants to be like abused like
right,
that.
Right, right.
But it is abusive. I mean, it's a very sensitive area down there, you know.
Yeah, of course.
And you, it's so easy to turn pleasure into pain if you don't do it right.
Yes, and you're right. And the pain comes when there is not enough stimulation right in the first place.
Right, right.
Because what happens, right, when a woman is not aroused, is kind of like the penis, right?
Yeah.
When a woman's not aroused, the vagina cavity, right, the entrance of the cavity is actually very short.
Oh, it,
okay?
Well, I see.
So as the woman gets stimulated, her vagina cavity actually starts to extend.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Wow.
And so it starts to grow longer.
I guess everything
inside.
Else gets engorged and stuff with blood.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
And that's exactly what happens to a woman as well.
Right.
So that's why when a woman is raped or sex is like immediate and something like that, it becomes a very painful thing.
Right.
Because our inside area hasn't adapted yet. It hasn't expanded
right.
to take the length of a penis, unless
right.
of course he has a small pee-pee.
Yeah,
which I have experienced, unfortunately.
Sure you have, yeah.
But that's the whole concept of it. So we expand like you guys when you get aroused.
Right.
Your penis, you know, grows
it
hard,
totally
it gets
makes
longer.
Sense. Yeah.
The same thing happens to us.
Yeah.
We engorge in blood and we actually expand.
Yeah. Wow.
So there
Very
you go.
Interesting. Okay, well, I'm going to have to explore that some more next time I'm down there.
Yeah, it's very, very true.
Yeah, but
very
I've never
true.
Been one to just go right into the act, you know? I mean, to me, foreplay is even more fun, you know?
No, foreplay yeah. starts in the kitchen.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
You
but
know, the food. And
yeah.
The food. I don't know. I said Chris Cash told me the three types of sex, or, you know, like lovemaking or something like that.
Uh-huh.
I should have been listening a little bit more carefully about it. But, you know, the first time it is like, you know, you're romping in bed and you're having the wildest sex and something like that. And then, of course, it becomes kitchen sex, right. You know, around the food and you're bumping into each other and, like, get the fuck out kind of thing. And then he says the last one is your corridor sex.
Uh-huh.
So you go from the bed to the kitchen to the corridor. So when you pass each other in the corridor, you say, fuck you.
That's one way to do it, huh?
Yeah, I suppose so. So you know you're in danger once you get to corridor sex, right?
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. But, yeah, there's no two ways about it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, did you ever think, I mean, I don't know if this is a big discovery, but the vagina is really the reverse of a penis, right? I mean, instead
yes.
of going outside, it goes inside.
Yeah, that's
you know?
what I was trying to explain.
Because there's an area that's like equivalent to the balls, you know, and then, you know, which I think is the lips and everything, and then
yeah.
you have the clit where the penis would be, and, you know, and so forth. So
yeah.
it's just all inside.
Well, guys, if you're looking at a girl and that clitoris is still like looking like a little prune, then you aren't doing a good job. Okay.
Well, how big is it supposed to get?
Well, it's supposed to fill up with blood as well.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So it becomes a little bit more plump.
Yeah, exactly.
And a little bit more colorful.
Right. But I'll bet you some women not aroused have a bigger clit than another woman that's aroused. Oh,
then
you know?
You have to wonder where she's been.
No, I mean, just like different penis sizes. They have different clit sizes.
Yeah, I know. I've seen some horrible pussies, I tell you. I mean, like, come on. I was 8 years in the military. We had to shower together and so on.
Yeah.
I never knew there were so many variations.
Yeah.
And that's some nasty looking stuff.
Yeah,
out there.
Is. There is, yeah.
Ugh.
But for the most part,
yeah.
I like it.
Some of them are like, God, if I was a guy that was, hell no, I'd be like running away from that one. It's like a fly trap.
Oh, man.
Oh, that was a good one, eh?
Yeah.
All right. So, who's our lineup for the weekend?
Well, we have a lineup. You can find it on the website. I'm not going to go through all of it. No. But why is there anything you like there?
No, I actually thought that, you know, you usually bring up who your lineup is.
Yeah, I know, but
stuff.
Yeah. I'm not going to go over it right now. I mean, we got other stuff. But, you know, Bush just happened to wake up and finally come out, crawl out of his rock, because apparently he just had a speech this morning.
Yes, I listened to part of it.
According to Bush, the economy is facing tough times.
Oh, duh. Please, come on.
I don't know where the
on.
Fuck he's been, you know. And he's the one in his administration who've been saying, no, it's not a big deal. It's going to blow over and all that stuff. Yeah. Any news on the prostitute, though? I mean, any developments there yet? They're
I'm
saying
actually
that
looking.
Her,
I'm looking, and I don't see anything right now.
They're saying that her MySpace page has exploded with traffic.
Oh, yeah. Gee, I wonder why.
Yeah, that's where people got all those pictures.
Be my friend. Be my friend. Be my friend. Oh, my God. Could you imagine? And she has to accept or turn away, you know, all these people who are trying to get onto a MySpace page. How funny.
Yeah. You see, that's the thing, is that you never know when everything you put up is going to be used against you eventually, you know.
Yeah.
So you don't want to reveal too much on the internet. People are crazy.
I know. So, Bush is totally delusioned about the economy, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, January cannot come fast enough. For the change of the guard, finally.
It's, you know? November is the actual election,
November
correct?
Is the elections, but the new president gets inaugurated
January
20th or something. 21st,
really?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Jeez.
Yeah.
God, I can't wait who it is.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, at this point, you kind of think, oh, yeah, okay, it might be this dude, but... Yeah.
Any one of them is probably going to be better, I'm sure. Like I said, McCain is not as conservative as Bush is.
Wow.
You know.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Oh, look at this. Brother to be jailed again for sex with his sister. Are you serious?
Wow.
It's video, so I can't play it.
Okay.
It's on CNN.
Yeah.com. Brother to be jailed again for sex with sis.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, do you know how much of this stuff is probably going on? I'll bet you there's more kids that experiment with that with their siblings than not. I think so. I never got to explore that because I only had brothers, you know.
Oh, did
but,
you?
Yeah, I always
How
wondered.
How many brothers do you have?
I have two younger brothers.
Two younger brothers. Are they here in America as
one
well?
One is, and one went back to Israel.
Okay.
And he travels between China and Israel every couple months or so.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? What does he do?
Yeah. They're in a trade, I guess, you know, and things like that.
Okay,
yeah.
So he just
I'm
goes
not
back
sure,
and forth.
Not sure because he always does something else. But he opened an office there and they sell things. I don't know what they sell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but at any rate, so I only had brothers, but I always fantasized what it'd be like to have a sister, you know. I'd probably be fucking peeping on her all the time, you know. But since I didn't have a sister, I had to do it with the neighbors.
You're
from
probably
the roof.
Thinking that maybe your son is peeping on your daughter, right?
You know what? I wouldn't put it past him at all.
But he's a little shy, didn't you say?
Yeah, but, you know.
Well, no, maybe a little bit later.
Yeah, he's not. No, actually, he's not shy. He's not shy. No, he's not. And I think he's definitely seen her a couple of times. And his mother probably too.
I'm sure. It always happens.
He's as horny as his father, I'm telling you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, really.
My God. Do you think he's had sex yet?
No.
No.
I know he hasn't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
You might
that's
ask me about my daughter. I mean, she's 17 and a half. And I don't think she has. But then again, people might laugh at me and say, yeah, nobody thinks their kids have sex.
Yeah.
But she claims that she hasn't. I mean, to her mom, I don't know why she would hide it if she had.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Who knows?
Nah. I mean, from a previous conversation or discussion that you had when Dr. Bell called in, she may not have. Maybe it's not quite... You know, her mind isn't quite ready or, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
But you have to remember, I mean, it's realistic. I still hope that it's still a realistic thought.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at me. I was 19 and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
But I had a different outlook on life when I was growing up.
Yeah.
I was so envious of not being a boy. It was unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing, huh?
Yeah.
I wonder, were they treating girls badly where you lived? Maybe that's what it was?
No, because I was just such a tomboy. I was riding motorbikes. I was running around the farm. I'm serious. I never wore a pair of shoes. I did not like to wear dresses. As soon as I came home, my school uniform was off, and I was running around the farm in a pair of underwear. You know?
Yeah.
And it wasn't until I was 12 years old that my dad... You know, really wanted to start, like, put on some fucking clothes. I mean, he'd be, like, jumping up and down, eh, running around.
Yeah. Good morning. You're on the air with Sam and Manu.
I'm disturbed by the fact that you think your son would be peeping on his sister.
Why? Don't you think kids do that?
No.
Really?
This is Greg, by the way.
Oh, gee,
we didn't know. Yeah, we didn't know. But just in case Manu didn't know.
Oh, no, I knew.
Yeah, we can recognize your voice by now. The voice of BBS Talk Radio.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
So you're going to get serious on me for a second here. Okay, I'll talk to you about that.
I mean, here's and I can talk from a point of perspective here in the fact that I have a sister, not older,
right.
But, you know, younger. And I think this is probably what separates the people that have, you know, real issues deeply embedded within them and people that don't. If you're born and you're normal, when you have an opposite sex sibling, there's something that just automatically triggers in your head that you never think sexually about your sister.
Right.
I mean, that is beyond comprehension for me to even think about potentially thinking it would be neat if I could see my sister's boobs. As a matter of fact, I just like almost vomited when I said that out loud.
Yeah, but Greg, you got to understand something. That's you, you know.
No, and, I think most people. And if it's not, then you're pretty effed up.
Yeah. Well, I happen to disagree, but you know, I don't know. You know, I think if
they're telling me that you would sit there if you had a sister, you would be trying to check out her beaver and her titties.
Yes. Yes, I would. I mean, I used to, and I've said this on the show before. I peeked at friends' mothers and stuff, you know, through the keyhole. Why? I mean, I was just like
peeking at your friend's mom or your friend's sisters is completely different than trying to get a look at your mom's beaver or your sister's beaver.
No, but you see, I think you're trying to be logical when I think with sex there's not a lot of logic going on, and I think Spitzer just he just proved the point. You know, it's about sex, and especially when you're young, you don't really think, okay, am I supposed or not supposed to do this? You just want to see it, you know? I mean, that's the way I was. I don't know if I would have done it or not, but I'm thinking I would, you know? I mean, well, I would have explored the shit out of my sister if I had one. I really would, and I don't think there's nothing wrong with that.
That is so retarded. It's you should be arrested just for talking about it.
What? Like, oh, Greg, come on, man.
Maybe.
I guarantee that if you had a sister, that would not be the case, unless you're a
You're probably right. You're probably
okay,
right.
I'll ask my two older brothers to see if they peeped on my sister. I have an older sister and I have two older brothers, so I'll ask them. I'll ask them if they peeped.
Well, you should ask them if they peeped on you too.
Yeah.
Oh no, I think I was too young.
Well, you never know.
It shouldn't matter.
Yeah. But I was
have a vagina and the potential of titties, then you're pre-gay.
Well, yeah, I didn't have nothing to show at age of 16, so my brothers already had their girlfriends and, you know, bonking them in their bedroom.
Yeah.
And by the time I grew up.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they were thinking about mixing you into like a little menage a trois.
Now who is going overboard? You know?
Speaking for you.
Oh, thank you very much, Greg. I can do my own speaking. Thank you very much. But, you know, I think, look, Greg, you're looking at it from an ethical, maybe even legal, logical point of view. But I don't think there's much logic going on in kids' minds when they're just turned on by the other sex. The moment they discover the other sex, they become very curious. I mean, I used to, and I've said this on the show, I used to play doctor when I must have been like 4 or 5 years old, you know? So,
There's a difference between, exploring, but when you, I think if you were to do, and of course you would have to anticipate that people were actually going to be honest with you, but if you could get 100 people to sit down that had a, you know, an older sister or a younger sister for that matter.
Right.
And ask them if they had ever thought about peeping in on their sister to check, you know, what they had going on or anything sexual.
Right.
That the majority of them would say no, that it never crossed their mind. And I'm not saying that, you know, when you're, as you were saying, you know, sex is sex and you're just so interested in seeing it. Yes, but there is a point where you're probably not looking to find out about sex from your sister. You're looking at a porno mag or you're looking at your buddies.
Okay, but you're mixing two
versus your own sister. I think that's just inherent. That just happens.
But I think you're confusing two things which many people, I think most people do, and that is confuse sex with nudity. It's not the same thing. You know, so you're saying, I mean, you're mentioning as though this is a sex thing to see your sister naked, but it's not. It's not.
No, I don't.
It's not about sex.
It's natural to want to see your sister naked.
Yeah.
Not sex, just nudity in itself. I don't think you would get any payoff.
Okay.
For seeing your sister naked.
But but it's not about payoffs. It's about what kids do and stuff, you know. But look, you know, let's agree to disagree. And
we have to. Until you see my side of the story, and we're both right.
No, I do see your side of it totally. I'm hearing you out, but what I'm saying is you're speaking based on your experience and I'm speaking based on mine, you know, and I've had friends and I know what, I know that they peeked, into their sisters and stuff like that. It's just a curiosity thing, you know? And I don't think you have all that stuff about incest and no-nos when you're a very young kid, you know? So I don't know, but look, I mean, I see your point. If what do you want me to tell you? You're right. Okay, you're right, Greg. You know, I mean, it's about it's about opinions here. You know, and when you made that statement that I'm sure if you put 100 people in a room and all that stuff, that's your opinion. You don't have anything to back that up with. You know, so let's just make sure that these are opinions. You know, we'll agree to respect each other's opinions, and that's it. But I tend to think you know, I mean, for you to be talking about me being arrested, that's kind of scary. And I don't see why I would be arrested for just discussing things that kids do. Okay. But, you know, so yeah, it's
well,
kind of.
I wasn't serious about you getting arrested.
Oh, I don't know. I thought you were. You always sound serious with that voice, man.
Well, hey, you know me by now that I like to poke a little fun.
Yeah. No. Okay. Well, we appreciate that, man.
I saw my brother's my older brother naked once.
Did you?
And I almost died of a heart attack even as a little kid.
Of course.
Because I've never seen anything quite like it.
Yeah.
Now
for
I know
a girl,
why.
It's, yeah. For
yeah.
A girl.
Now I know why he was called Johnny Holmes II.
I'm sure he, if he's listening, his ego is boosted by that too.
Oh boy! Well, I tell you what, he's had the same woman now for like 25, 30 years, and I'm sure they're having still fun.
Yeah. You think it's because of his dick that she stays with him?
Hey, probably.
Yeah, you never know, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, if a woman is happy sexually, nothing else matters to her, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It seems like everything is okay as long as you fuck me enough.
Yeah.
You know?
But I
she
mean,
she must have a large vagina too when she gets excited then.
you know what? Yeah, you know, when I think about her and so on, I mean, yeah, you know, I reckon she could handle it.
They're having sex. If she didn't have a very large vagina, she would be, in the act going,
goggling.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You never know. You never know, Greg.
Wow.
I did also want to say that this is a sad day for me because Monday I actually start my new job and I'll be at work from regular hours.
Oh, our condolences to you, Greg. Yeah. Well, we're definitely gonna miss you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but you must be excited. I mean, you haven't worked in what, 2 years?
Did you almost say? 2 years, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, what's the job?
Well, it's like a double, I'm excited and happy that, you know, somebody wanted to take me on again because it got to a point where I didn't think that, I thought I was kind of an in-between stage where I wasn't the youngest kid coming out of college, but I didn't have a huge amount of experience either. So I thought, I was kind of the guy that could be easily passed over in the search for employees.
Right.
But this company and I got together and it seems to this point, and you never know until you actually start, that this is going to be a good fit and I should be there for a long time. So,
yeah.
But
yeah.
On the other hand, I've been with my kids for the last 2 years.
Exactly.
So, you know, starting when they were 4, 2 and, you know, just a couple months old.
Yeah. You're so used to, it's going to be hard for you. It'll take you a while, maybe a couple weeks to get used to the new life now, the new routine, you know?
Oh, I'll miss, I know for sure that when I leave Monday that I'm going to be, you know, missing the routine and missing the kids.
Yes.
You know, taking one to school and taking the other one to school and hanging around with the little one, and it's going to be quite a culture shock.
I know. But, you know, if you look at it from the positive side, then you got an opportunity to spend 2 years with your kids that most people don't, you know.
Right.
And this is at their formative years. I'm sure it'll always stay with them, you know, and that's amazing. But, and it's also unfortunate that, you know, in this day and age, both parents have to work. We have no time for the kids. And it's sad, you know, and it's sad. But I, for one, have always made an effort to see the kids because I want to, not because I have to, you know.
Right.
So,
So you're still doing the show, right, Greg? Or are we just having to change the time?
Yeah, 9 o'clock at night, so that's no problem.
He just
good.
Means he won't be able to listen to us live.
Right. I listen to, you know, mostly, I try to listen to the shows that I can when I'm not, you know, running around with the kids. And
yeah.
I usually get to listen to your show right up until it ends. I usually miss the first part because I have to take the middle one to preschool.
Oh, okay.
And then, you know, I catch TJ's show.
There she is. How cute.
Catch TJ's show and then, you know, Johnny's show too.
Yeah.
So I should still be able to get Josh's show, but we'll see how the schedule works out. You know, I might miss the first half an hour his show too.
Yeah, either that or just listen to the replays. And we have replays at night, and then you can also download it, you know. So our show is replayed every evening at 9 p.m.
Yeah.
So if you miss it in the morning, you can play it at night. And, of course, you can always download it. So, but you will be a day behind, so that's...
Yeah. I do love the live. I mean, I love listening live, so if I can pop in and add something to the show. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it takes callers to call in on a regular basis to get other people the balls to call into a show, because I'm sure a lot of people are listening right now that had a lot of cool stuff that they would say, but they're just afraid about being on the air.
I know of a few.
That's true.
For a fact, yeah.
Yeah.
That people get embarrassed to talk on the radio and stuff, but it's fun. I mean, it's fun, you know?
It's fun.
And yeah, you do it as though nobody's listening, and you can just focus on what you want to do. And it's fun to listen to yourself afterwards, you know?
Yeah.
On the recording.
Well, of course. Why do you think I called?
Exactly. So you have some stuff to listen to.
Right.
Exactly. Made a little bit more saucy.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Sam, to really taking this to where it is to present day from where we started, you know, a handful of weeks ago, and it's really expanded. I heard most of Gary's show last night, and I thought that was, he's obviously been in radio for a while, so.
Yeah, and he's crazy.
The way it came across. Yeah, but it was great.
Yeah, and he's doing it in the traditional of the tradition of the Howard Stern show. You know, he talks to porn stars, and he's dating a penthouse pet right now.
So
he's proud about that.
I thought he just banged her for the one night.
No, he calls her his girlfriend, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, her name is
don't the penthouse girls, I wonder if he lets her pee on him.
Why do they do that in penthouse now?
Isn't the penthouse spread? They have the chicks taking a piss in the centerfold.
I don't think penthouse would. Maybe Hustler, but I don't think the penthouse.
Maybe that's what it is. I know one of them has chicks peeing.
Really? Wow. Yeah. I mean, yeah, the stuff that turns people on, you know, and it all comes from getting fucked up as a kid, you know.
Yeah.
Everything. You associate everything with sex.
Hot to me like a chick peeing.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Oh yeah.
The only time I pee.
Or defecating, yeah, that'd be good. Yep. You know, I remember when the internet porn just started, what people love the most is toilet cam, you know? They put a fucking toilet inside the bowl to watch, and guess who? The Japanese, you know?
Oh, yeah.
They are the wackiest bunch, the most sexually deviant fuckers on the earth.
They have to be. They have to be.
Weren't they the Chinese have that two girls in a cup, whatever it was on YouTube, where the chicks took a dump in a cup and then they ate it?
Oh,
no!
My God. Was that, Chinese or Japanese?
Man, it was Oriental, and okay. I hate to brush with a broad stroke like TJ does, but something on YouTube, and I think it was called Two Chicks in a Cup or something in a cup, and it was, you know, the talk of the town for like 2 weeks, especially on all the radio shows, and it was two chicks like taking their own respective dumps in these little styrofoam cups, and then they ate it. I never saw it because I'm sure I would vomit.
And I don't think they would have let something like this stay on YouTube. I have a feeling they wouldn't. So,
I don't know if they took it or not, but I know that's where it was, and it was quite a big hubbub about it.
Yeah.
I'm looking it up. See if I can find something.
Yeah, but why would you look up something like that? Yeah, I mean.
Did you see the one where the kid wrapped his face in cellophane?
No.
His whole head in cellophane, and then he made himself throw up in it, so it like got trapped all up in his face.
Oh, wonderful! How the fuck do people think about this shit? You know?
You know, like they said, I was listening to a guy.
I found it, Greg.
Barbecue. I'm a big wine lover.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a guy on the internet who has a really successful wine internet thing that he does every day. And he was saying that, you know, pretty much you can be an internet, or not an internet, but a celebrity because of the internet now.
Mm.
That's where Hollywood is going to be finding its next crop of celebrities. It's not going to be because they're an actor or they're classically trained in this or that. It's going to be because they went viral on the internet some way.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, I found your two chicks in a cup thing.
Okay, but I'm not watching
that. No. They've obviously taken that video off, you know, like the actual two girls.
Uh-huh.
So what they have now is people's reactions to the clip.
To that video.
Yeah,
okay.
So that's what they're doing, right? I mean, that's what's come up.
Good.
So I would assume that just from these guys' reactions, it could pretty much tell the story. Yeah. I mean, that's just so gross.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, what kind of trauma would you think somebody went through to be preoccupied with defecation as a sexual turnout?
Oh, God.
You know? I mean, where?
How fucked up must
you be, you know, but that's the thing is that, you know, kids go through all kinds of shit when they're young, and you don't know what it's going to do to them.
No,
you know?
No. But you know what? Speaking of Asian, you know, that kind of, I don't even know how to describe it, but There was another video that I had seen on YouTube where two girls had been walking around the streets, you know, of their town, and their feet were just nasty black, you know, just from walking around on the ground, right. And, you know, in the streets. Yeah. So we know that there's some crap on the bottom of their feet. Uh-huh. So they go back into the room, uh-huh. and this Asian girl comes out, and she's infatuated about the feet. Mm. So she grabs the feet, and I'm not kidding, she goes ahead and licks clean the feet of the girls.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, literally clean, clean, clean.
Yeah.
And I mean, even that just grossed me out.
Yeah. I know.
I mean, can you imagine what's on the bottom of their feet?
I know.
Who wants to know, man? Well, I was just walking. Yeah, I was just walking to work today, and I saw that somebody, a few people must have stepped over dog shit, because there was like marks all over the sidewalk. You had to navigate around them, you know? I mean, that is disgusting, you know? And, so I don't know what it is, but, you know what it says here on CNN? They have a headline, incest illegal in Germany. It's like,
duh.
What do you mean, only now? I mean,
oh,
what's
my.
Going on there? Yeah. And these people, I mean, you want to talk about defecation and urination videos. That's where it comes from Germany.
Oh, well,
I mean,
yeah,
they stop
Germany.
At nothing.
No, because, like, back in the... probably this is not really going into the subject, but back during, you know, the war and the recession and everything like that that was going on there, mm-hmm. the toilets are designed so that when you take a crap, it actually lands on a platform.
That's what we were talking about.
Yes.
Remember when
and,
I had
and
that
it's
in
a
Amsterdam.
Way, it was a way so that you could tell whether or not the person was getting sick or there was a disease, they were right. coming up with a disease or something like that. So there was a purpose for it. But now it's right. just become,
yeah.
You know, like
I know,
it's
they have
gone
like back,
beyond.
Backward toilets in yeah. Europe. How are the toilets in Cleveland? Are they normal there, Greg?
Yeah, they flush normal. They circle clockwise.
Good.
Going down.
Good.
You know, that's one thing that I don't understand is, when I say I'm from Australia and whatever, they say, oh, is that where the toilet water goes around the opposite way?
The opposite way, exactly.
Well, in actual fact, our toilets don't have that much water that when you flush, you see it, you know, uh-huh. swirl down.
Yeah.
You
that was
what
called,
I mean?
What, the Coriolis effect or something, Greg? Or
I don't know.
Yeah,
you
it's
actually
it's
got, need to be smart to know that. I don't know.
Yeah, you're the smart one here. That's why I'm asking
oh.
you. But I think it's the Coriolis effect or something, and that it's because obviously the rotation of the Earth, you know. So when you're on one side, things and the winds move in the same way. You know, they're like clockwise on the northern hemisphere and counterclockwise in the south. So in the southern hemisphere. So. So that's the way that goes. Greg, we're going to let you go because I want to take a quick break.
All right.
And we're going to play some music. And I know you didn't like the last song, so maybe you'll like the next one better. I don't know.
We're just busting balls. Come on.
Okay. And
your music collection is eclectic and extensive, and
okay.
I appreciate that.
Thank you very much, my friend. Okay, right, so we'll talk to you. Have a nice weekend.
This is my
weekend.
Last live transmission until I get fired or I quit. So
okay. No!
Continued success, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, over and out, my friend.
Over and out. Bye,
yes.
Greg.
Bye.
Okay, and we'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Harry Carey here. You know, two of my most favorite things in life besides the Cubs are Jews and Australians. And this BBS Talk Radio has them both on one show. Hey, this place is great. Okay, let's get back to California dreaming with my favorite Jew and Australian, Sam and Manu. Hey, Sam. Hey, Manu. Cubs win.
I like
wow.
when he says, hi.
Hey.
To those who don't know, this was Greg, the caller we just had, into the studio here. And Greg does all our voiceovers, and he's amazing.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. So, you know, when I had to go for a break, I had about 7 minutes. So I figured, okay, it's a cigarette or go or bathroom, right? So I picked cigarette. So the cigarette always wins. So now I'm like dying to go
to the bathroom.
To the bathroom. But I'm going to have to wait, you know. But you're on the 36th floor. You can go down, have a cigarette, come back in 5 minutes, you know.
It's and yet amazing. The bathroom. So you have to go to the other end of the building to go to the bathroom.
Exactly. It seems farther to get to the restroom than to get to the ground floor and go have a cigarette.
Yeah.
You know?
That is kind of funny, though.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm hoping to bring one of our hypnotists to hypnotize me. Maybe it'll get me to stop smoking. Who knows?
No, but remember what Melissa, our hypnotherapist that was here,
yeah.
She said you have to really, really want to give up.
Right. Yeah. So let's say that I do. I mean, at this point, I'm feeling it affecting my health, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking I'm fucking killing myself, you know?
Yeah.
But
well,
at
then
the
you
same
need
time,
to,
I enjoy it,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, but you need to continue that and then keep telling yourself, this is bad for me. I really want to give up.
Yeah.
So you have to start this process now.
Yeah.
Not just think of it, oh, well, I should give up. No, you need to start the process now and convince yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So you're gonna go ahead and change your thought process.
Yeah.
And like start looking at the cigarette going like, you are killing me.
Yeah.
You know?
But you know, I mean, but that's the thing is that I know that I should, but I don't necessarily want to, you know, that's the whole point. I mean,
then you're not going to be able to give up then.
I know. Well, you know, what are you going to do? That's addiction for you.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. I've got a very addictive personality.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. I mean, I don't. I mean, I could easily give up something immediately.
Right.
Yeah, if I turned around and said, okay, I'm not drinking anymore.
Yeah.
I can totally do it.
Really?
Yeah, and I did that. When was it? I think it was last year. I was drinking a lot of beer. A lot of beer last year,
mm-hmm.
and you know, or even the end of 2006, and it was affecting me. I felt like I wasn't feeling cool. You know, I was carrying a little bit more excess fat on my body, and mm-hmm. and so on. And it was because of the beer. It wasn't necessarily the food that I was eating because I eat kind of healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So I just turned around and said, "That's it. No more beer."
Wow.
No more beer.
Really?
And so now, and I'm talking about, I was at a point where I was drinking like 6 to 8 beers.
That's a lot of beer.
Almost every night. Almost
really?
Every night. But at least.
Like you down a 6-pack by yourself?
Oh, yeah, easy.
Really?
Yeah, easy, easy, easy.
And what so, time frame? How long would it take you?
Oh, I mean, we're talking about an all-nighter. You know what I
yeah.
mean? You know, all night.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, obviously it, you know, it. Changed my body,
yeah.
you know, physically.
Yeah.
And so I said, that's it. No more beer. I got to lose this beer bat, you know,
yeah.
this beer fat. Because
yeah.
that's exactly what it was,
yeah.
beer fat.
Really? And what happens if you drink light beer? Is that light in calories too?
I don't know.
No?
I don't know. I've
so
never
what is
really
a light
attempted
beer?
That. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And here I am a bartender, and I'm like still looking at light beers going like, yeah.
Yeah, like what's
you
the
know
difference?
What? It's really truly just fooling you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
A lot of this light stuff. Yeah, it's been exposed a long time ago.
Yeah.
Because they try to imply with light that, you know, that it's good for you or something, but often it's not, you know. Like light cigarettes, you know. I mean, it's not going to kill you any slower, you know.
No,
so,
no.
But I guess with cigarettes, it sort of makes sense because when it's light, it's not as strong, you
or,
know.
Or those
so you
menthols.
Can tell the difference.
Oh, my mother used to smoke those menthols.
Really?
Oh, God.
Like
just,
Newports or something?
You know, I'm trying to think of what it was. I can't remember what it was. Winfield?
Mm.
Winfield menthol or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I just remember, I couldn't even hug my mother because of the cigarettes and the coffee.
Yeah, I know.
What a worst.
My
that's
kids
the worst
constantly complain. Yeah. And my
yeah.
wife, forget about it. She can't even come close to me. She
yeah.
says you smell like a homeless man, you know?
I really?
Yeah.
My goodness.
No, that's why I try to wash myself a few times a
yeah.
day, you know, showers and wash my face.
I can't kiss
stuff.
A guy
yeah.
if he smokes.
Yeah.
It's, to me, it's just like licking an ashtray.
I know. It's gross. That's what
stopped me from smoking. I got caught smoking in the back room of the house.
Really?
Yeah. I got caught. And when my mother caught me, oh, man, she took me to the kitchen or to the, you know, the table.
Mm-hmm.
She whacked down a packet of cigarettes and a packet of cigars.
Yeah.
And, or, you know, like those little thin cigars, I guess they were.
Right.
And she made me smoke the entire lot.
Are you serious?
And I'm not kidding. And then I had to put them all out in the ashtray. And then she dumped out the ashtray. And by that time, I was already grossly sick. In fact, that's kind of like child abuse. Because I was
kind
really
of,
sick.
Kind of? To let your fucking child smoke cigarettes?
Yeah.
And that many?
Yeah. Oh, it was just insane.
That is child abuse. Yes.
And then she tipped it out. And, of course, there's still ash and, you know, the shit behind. And then she made me lick the ashtray. Yeah.
What?
I'm not kidding.
Manu,
so
you're
going
to have a lot of shit to ask her about when she comes out here.
From then on, I never touched a cigarette.
Well, so apparently it was effective.
Oh, yeah, you certainly freaking was. Certainly was.
Yeah, but you know what has occurred to me is that I think, I mean, it seems like weed is back, you know? It's like everybody's smoking fucking pot now. And, I mean, the comedians last night were joking about it. Everybody talks about it openly.
Yeah.
You know, and it seems like it's a big comeback. I'll bet you more people today smoke pot than smoke cigarettes. You know, because a lot of people that smoke pot do not smoke cigarettes.
Well, I don't smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, there you go. You see, there's a lot of people.
You know?
So I really think that, I mean, obviously I have no figures, okay, but I'll bet you, I'll bet you a lot of people smoke.
Wow.
Just anything, I suppose.
Well, let's go the last 10 minutes or maybe a few next minutes.
Yeah.
Found something on the internet, as usual.
Yeah.
Don't you love the internet?
I love the internet.
All
you
right.
always find cool things there.
Yeah, me too. Okay, this is the Wacky Archives, all right?
Mm-hmm.
How to be politically correct. This is just an issue getting more and more common, of course, the correctness, as usual.
Uh-huh.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Number one. Oh, this is how to be politically correct about women.
Oh, okay. Let's
just right up your alley, Sam.
Yeah. Let's
see. All right, number one. She's not a doll, babe, or sweetie. She's a person gifted with breasts.
Yeah, and a vagina too, you might add.
Oh, yeah, and a vagina. All right, this one's a good one for you.
Uh-huh.
All right. She's not easy. She's just accessible horizontally.
That's good.
Hey, I like that one too.
Yeah, that's good.
That's funny. Oh, man, I could go somewhere on that one. I actually could. All right. Oh, not a dumb blonde. Only a person with brightly colored hair who hasn't kept herself informed.
That's politically correct.
It is. Yeah. That one is, huh?
Yeah, as opposed to dumb blonde.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay, she's not the ex. Just a person whose company I enjoyed. That's a good one, too.
Yeah, at one time, yes.
All right, you want to go on?
Yeah, sure.
They're kind of funny,
yeah,
aren't they?
Good.
This is like, it's kind of like the Letterman's top 10.
Yeah.
All right, okay. So, she's not hugging you. She only verbally repeats herself. Oh, my God. That's funny. Oh, bugging. Should I say bugging?
Bugging,
you?
Yeah, not hugging.
Yeah,
I got the gist. Yeah.
Oh, you got the gist. The jizzons. All right, she's not a hooter you picked off the. Oh, hang on. Not let me. She's not a hooker you picked off the highway. She's just a provider with discounted prices. Hey, that's a good one. I like that one.
Yeah.
That's funny. I like that one.
It is.
All right, she's not a bad cook. She's only compatible with the microwave oven, which is true these days.
Did you see the picture they have next to it? It's
yeah.
like a bathroom sign. It says women, but it's a drawing of a woman crossing her legs, standing up and holding her crotch like she's dying to pee.
Obviously. So she's not wearing many jewels. She just burdened the metal. I'm not quite sure what that means. Oh, well, whatever. All right. Oh, here. She's not gotten fat. She just went over her metabolic threshold.
That pretty much tells the story.
It does, eh?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. She's not anorexic. Oh, this is obviously going on the other way. She's not anorexic. Only pre-mentally. What does that word say?
Permanently?
No, it says P-R-E-E-M-I-N-E. N-T-L-Y. What the hell's that? Pre-mentally skeleton-like? That's boring. That's a shit one.
Right.
All right.
They're all starting to be shit, man.
Yeah, I know.
We gotta get ready to clear the room for Dr. Michelle,
who's coming up
next. Yes, she's. I think she's got a guest coming as well. And this is one of our popular shows, definitely, Dr. Michelle. I like to listen to it. She knows what she's talking about. She's obviously done radio before, and she still is, you know. She's still on. She does guest appearances on local radio sometimes.
Right.
Yeah, and so that's Dr. Michelle. Later on, we're going to have, of course, T.J. McCormick at 12. We have Johnny Dam with the damage report. Today's with Roe, and he's going to be here at 2. At 4 o'clock, we have Amber Dillon with the Amber Dillon Show, of course. She's getting polished up in her show.
Yeah.
It's really fun. I mean, I enjoy listening to that one, too, you know.
Yeah.
And she's coming into her own, and it's really nice. And her co-host is interesting, and they stay on top of all the gossip and fashion and things like that, you know. So it's interesting. It's
cool.
Fun. It's fun to have them around. And so that's the short schedule for Friday. Then we're going to have replays. If you didn't catch the Gary Garver show last night, you can listen to it again today.
I'm going to be listening
to it. Yeah. And I mean, to go 3 hours is pretty impressive. But there were three guys here. They got phone calls. You know, they could sit here for hours. He wanted to go on. In fact, they stayed over like 15, 20 minutes. You know.
Oh, really?
So it was a 3 hour.
Was it the last show?
Yeah.
For the evening?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they went till 8 something. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the story, Manu. It's
so where
Friday.
Are they?
I don't know, but it's Friday.
Well, I'm going to keep this website up for her.
Okay.
So she can take a look and then she can have her own opinion.
Yeah.
Actually, there's quite a few good ones.
If she has time.
If she has time.
Because she's got the show all planned out. She sent us. You can go to Dr. Michelle's page and see the preview for her upcoming shows. She takes the time to actually let us know about it. So that's awesome. We are grateful to all of you for joining us. It's been great. Our audience has been growing every day, Manu. Every day it's been growing.
Yes,
and we have several loyal listeners, which is awesome. You know, I mean, that was the dream. If we come on every day, people will stay loyal and tune in every day. You know? And because when you do a weekly show, people tend to forget, or it doesn't become like a regular thing that you do. You know, but to listen to your favorite show every day, there's nothing like it. And there's just one thing more satisfying than that, and that is actually doing the show. And we thank you all for giving us that opportunity to actually put on the show and be heard. You know, and I know Manu is grateful, and she is. She looks like she's ready to go out on the town and face all the obstacles.
Of course, always. Always.
Yeah, you sure are not dressed to ride a motorcycle today, which is good.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
No, I haven't. You know, fortunately, my car's stayed intact. But it's a little hard. Actually, if anything, you know, I can ride a bike quite easily because I go to work with jeans. We wear jeans and so on. The only thing that gets disrupted is the hair. But that's it.
Oh, well. Okay, everybody, have a nice weekend. We'll see you Monday. Manu, have a great, wonderful weekend. Enjoy yourself. I can't stop talking. Please stop me.
Stop, Sam, stop. Oh, I love this song.